The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 6. Be careful not to do your righteous deeds in front of men in order to be seen by them, or else you will have no reward with your Father, who is in the heavens. Therefore, when you give to others, don't sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may receive honor from men. Start, Dyer, commentary. An actor in a Greek play who is pretending to be something he is not is a hypocrite. End, Dyer, commentary. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to others, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your gifts may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will recompense you. And when you pray, you should not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, so that they will be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your inner chamber, and having shut your door, pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. When praying, don't use useless repetitions, as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard because they use a lot of words. Don't be like them, for your Father knows the things you need even before you ask Him. Therefore, this is how you should pray. Our Father in the heavens, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us bread sufficient for today, and forgive us our offenses as we also have forgiven those who have offended us. And do not lead us into a test, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. For if you forgive men their offenses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive men their offenses, neither will your Father forgive your offenses. Furthermore, when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites, having a sad look. For they distort their faces so that men can see that they are fasting. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that men will not notice that you are fasting. But the Father who is in secret will notice, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Don't store up for yourselves wealth on the earth, where moth larvae and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves wealth in heaven, where neither moth larvae nor rust consume, and where thieves do not break in and steal. Because where your wealth is, that is where your heart will be also. The lamp of the whole being is the eye. In the Greek, the word eye is vision or understanding. If therefore your vision is clear, clearly seeing and knowing Jesus, your whole being will be full of light. But if your vision is faulty, not clearly seeing Jesus and understanding His will, your whole being will be full of darkness. If, therefore, the light that is in you is really darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, the riches and glory of this present world. Therefore I say to you, do not be anxious about your soul life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Isn't the soul life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Contemplate the birds of the air. They don't sow, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they are? Which of you, by being anxious, can add one small amount to the measure of his life? Why are you anxious concerning clothing? Contemplate the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't work, neither do they spin. Yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not dressed like one of these. But if God clothes the grass of the field in this glorious way, which today is there, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, won't he much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, don't be anxious, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or how will we be clothed? For the Gentiles seek after all these things, yet your heavenly Father knows about all that you need. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, then all these things will be supplied for you. Therefore, don't be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious about itself. The evil of today is sufficient. This is the end of Matthew chapter 6.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.